It's News Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable here. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Melanie Cormody is a writer, journalist, and outstanding contributor to the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us this morning to tell us what's in the paper. Melanie, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
By the way, you were so sweet. You and I, or I and Lisa, I guess, had talked about the walking path, the multi-use path on Highway 98. And then you guys did an article following up on that, and you actually went out of your way to, hey, you know, here was the article we wrote as a result of that. That was a very sweet thing for you to do. Super diligent. I really appreciate that. That was nice.
No problem.
No, it's great. One of the stories you got in the paper today is about keeping kids safe from online exploitation.
Yes. So this is a collaboration between Magdalene's. It's a local nonprofit that helps survivors of human trafficking to get resources and to get themselves back into integrating into society. It's between Magdalene's, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, and the school district. They've gathered together along with some experts to hold a panel discussion educate the community on the dangers of child online exploitations and how to stop exploitation. Angie Ishii from Magdalene, she said this is a great opportunity to learn how to spot, report, and prevent exploitation. There's going to be two events. There's going to be one on Tuesday, August 26th in Milton at the Santa Rosa Auditorium. There's going to be one on Thursday at Community Life Church in Gulf Breeze. And this is just going to be such an educational event where, I mean, you're going to hear from very smart people, experts in the field, and from, you know, local detectives who see this every day in our county. So that you're going to hear real life examples of things that are happening right here. And I think that parents are going to really learn a lot and learn how to keep their kids safe.
I think there's I think there's for most parents, there's a combination of denial and also a feeling of impotence, right? On the one hand, you feel like, well, that could never happen to my kid. Yes, it can. And then there's also a feeling like, but even if I'm worried, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to stop it. I don't know how to help. And I would think both of those things would be helped by attending these seminars or these discussions. So that's great.
Exactly. And I'm actually glad you said that because there are going to be resources there. There's going to be student services from the school is going to be there. The sheriff's office is going to have representatives from victims advocates. The Santa Rosa Kids House will be there, and the Human Trafficking Division from the Department of Children and Families will be there as well. So if you have questions, if you think something might be going on with your kid, you have somebody there to talk to for advice.
And you know, I will only throw in my two cents because I say it often enough is one of the best solutions for avoiding kids being exploited online is to not give them phones. Now they still have computers. They still have laptops. You may have to do different things there. But, you know, you would never, ever, ever think of letting all the strangers come in the back door into your child's bedroom the way they can through the phone. It's amazing what we've allowed through this technology. Speaking of that, we've had a couple of very concerning stories in Gulf Breeze. I mean, four by my count, or at least three, plus maybe one that's not quite in Gulf Breeze related to, you know, weird, bad behavior, criminal behavior, exploitation, sexual conduct, all that kind of stuff. The most recent one is that the parents are now suing the district over the sexual assault they allege took place at the high school, right?
Yeah, this is another unsettling headline coming from Gulf Breeze right now. This came out on Tuesday. A parent engaged in a Levin Papantonio firm to sue the Santa Rosa County School Board over its negligence and an alleged sexual assault that occurred at Gulf Breeze High School in March of 2024. The allegation states that the Santa Rosa County School Board is responsible for the operation and administration of Gulf Breeze High School, where the a victim was a minor enrolled during the school system. So the short summary is the victim was enrolled in a PE class during sixth period that was not always supervised the best. And the victim had to go into the boys' locker room where there were that's where they stored the basketballs, and that is where the sexual assault allegedly occurred. So the parents have pursued litigation, and we'll see where this goes.
Yeah, and then of course the allegations also that the school didn't contact them immediately, that they kind of found out indirectly or later on. I mean, everything about this is bad. Yeah. And, you know, if all the facts hold up, it looks, you know, who is responsible for supervising these kids? Well, somebody. I mean, they're kids. You know, that's the point. Plus the whole issue of why did a girl have to go into the men's locker room to get the basketball? That's just it's all, you know, weird and bad. You guys also have story about this week's. We did not have Sam Abel on this week. That was entirely my fault, by the way. but this week they finalized the e-mobility ordinance. Is that right?
Yes, they did. After you know, a lot of community input and talking to their attorney, and they had their first reading a couple of weeks ago. On Monday they had their second reading, and it's in the books. The e-scooters and e-bikes, they've updated the ordinance. They've also updated the requirements for short-term rentals owners to provide information and safety equipment for their tenants also if such vehicles are provided. So that's interesting as well. And I'm not going to give you all the rules of the ordinance, but some of them, you know, include, you know, micro-mobility devices are restricted to 15 miles per hour on the multi-use paths. Sidewalks are reserved for pedestrians and non-motorized or non-electric vehicles. Operators under 16 must wear headgear, those sorts of things. And I will say that the Gulf Breeze Police Department over the summer, they've done a really good job with their education campaign to educate the kids, the parents on the upcoming ordinance, the rules. They've been in the middle schools in the elementary schools since they came back. School started a couple of weeks ago. They've really done a very good job to get the word out about the new rules.
That's very proactive and good to hear. And they probably have to do that every year to make sure that the kids are informed every year school gets back into session. That's a good way to keep, because you can't trust that the eighth graders tell the seventh graders, you can't trust from year to year that information is going to propagate. You guys also have a story about the Gulf Breeze High, the Dolphins playing their season opener tomorrow night. All kinds of good stuff in the paper. Gulf Breeze news available everywhere on Thursdays. Melanie Cormandy is one of the contributors. Melanie, thanks for all the great information. We'll talk to you or Lisa next week.
Thank you. See you in the
brief. You bet. PJ now has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash, Pensacola Boulevard at West Hope Drive. They are saying the roadway is clear, but traffic is moving slowly. US 98 westbound at Tiger Point continues to have congestion from Ocean Breeze Lane to Avalon. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you have a business, you have employees, you have to handle benefits. Health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, doing payroll, all the fun stuff. All the stuff you get up in the morning eager to go to work. Nobody does that, right? Well, not true. The folks at Torgerson Consulting, that's actually their business. That's what they like doing. As much as you can say a person is passionate about benefits, they are, because they realize it's important and they know it matters to you and to your employees and to recruiting and retention, and they want to do it right. And I can tell you from personal experience, we've been using them for about 4 years, 4.5 years here at News Radio in Cat Country, and they're great. They're great. I mean, they're very responsive. I had to call in yesterday for something, and you know, somebody picked the phone right up, took care of my problem, we'll take care of it, no issue, whatever. Like, that's great customer service. Every time we have a question, they have an answer. Every time we need something done, they help us with it. It's just 100%, they get an A-plus rating from me. And my wife, who is very picky about a lot of things, very detail-oriented. She's an industrial engineer by training, so she asks questions a lot of people can't answer. They always have good answers, or they get back to us with the answers. So just fantastic. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check out the website tcbenefitsgroup.com.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Blackley throws it up near sideline towards the end zone. Four-man rush, Mendoza stepping up, he goes down.
House call! Touchdown, Florida State! Touchdown, Yes! You!
Florida State football opens the 2025 season on August 30th by hosting Alabama in an early season ACC-SEC matchup.
FSU versus Alabama, Saturday at 12:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Good morning. I'd like to buy a book, please.
Well, I'm afraid we don't have any.
I'm sorry?
We don't have any books. We're fresh out of them. Good morning.
Good morning, 821, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. I got to let it get here. Oh, such good stuff. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Apparently in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul pledging to retaliate against President Trump and the Republican redistricting in Texas. Hochul issuing a statement after Texas legislators passed their new congressional map yesterday. She vowed to confront Trump's legal insurrection head on.
This is such an it's such a fascinating topic because I think at their heart, every American knows that there's something fundamentally wrong when a state that's 55-45 Republicans to Democrats has all Republicans in Congress or all Democrats in Congress. Right? There's something wrong with that. The problem is the devil is in the detail of how do you fix that problem, because the only real way to fix this would be if you have some kind of proportional representation, like a parliamentary sort of system where, okay, in Florida, 60% Republicans means we get 60% of the seats. The problem with that is then you don't have a specific representative for your district, right? You don't get to elect, we can't pick our person. We pick as a state our delegation, and then you don't have direct representation by the people in your location. So once you do that, then you can start to have all this map finagling, and everybody abuses it, but they abuse it to a different degree. And so now you have this, escalating war of the gerrymandering. Democrats did it worse first. Okay, nobody should be doing it, but it's where we are. And how do you fix this problem? There's no great answer except, could you all just do better? could you all just behave? And apparently not. So
absolutely. Well said. Hurricane Aaron now headed away from North Carolina's coast. The Category 2 storm about 200 miles now southeast of Cape Hatteras and moving north-northeast. It's bringing high seas and coastal flooding to some areas in North Carolina's Outer Banks. And Google has unveiled its new Pixel smartphone. They introduced the new product in a showcase Wednesday, which included the Pixel 10 series, the Pixel 4 watch, and a revamped set of Pixel earbuds. All of these devices, of course, now featuring new AI technology, which is in everything.
Oh, my God.
I'm waiting for the AI microwaves.
What do you mean? That figure out how long to heat the food?
Exactly. Yeah, you just put your bowl in. It tells you how long.
Of all the things that AI does, you would think that would be one. And it could also figure out for each. Because, microwave at work versus microwave at home, which they're always fundamentally different.
Never again would you get your soup out so piping hot it burns your throat.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah. Speaking of that, you since you've brought up the AI subject.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
I saw a story that has so freaked me out. That I must be completely out of touch, and that's fine. We'll get to it in just a second. Dealing with AI and technology, of course, that's what that stager is all about. PJ's got traffic on the fives first, though.
There is a vehicle crash, Pensacola Boulevard at West Hope Drive. The roadway is clear, but causing traffic to move slowly. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so back to this story. This is from hrdive.com, a website that I frequent never, but I did manage to see a story yesterday. In a survey of more than 1,000 full-time U.S. professionals, what percent say they use AI at least daily? PJ, you want to take a stab at this? What percent say they use AI at least daily? Professionals, 1,000 full-time professionals.
25%.
59%.
Wow.
Yeah. And, if you do a search, you know, Google gives you the AI summary version first, which is right, I don't know, 70% of the time, I'll say. A lot of times it is not correct. But I have found myself, my resistance is shrinking. I know resistance is futile, but it's so easy to read the AI summary instead of clicking on a link for an actual reputable authoritative site. You know, it's so much easier. They're just force feeding it to us. Okay, anyway, so 59% use on a daily basis. Two-thirds say they feel energized by integrating AI into their workflow. It saves them time, makes them better. 1 in 10 says AI has damaged their sense of self-worth at work. 84% of workers say they feel more productive using AI, and 71% say they know how to use it efficiently. All of that is just context. This is the part that I thought was amazing. Some workers say they struggle to keep up. 1 in 4 are feeling often or always overwhelmed with AI developments, and they can't use it effectively or it's making them more stressed. But AI is so prevalent at work, 75% say they're expected to use it. And because they're expected to use it, 1 in 6, 16% of people, say they pretend to use AI. What? So, this is people who feel the pressure at work to use AI, and they don't like it. So, what they do is, I guess, they go write the press release on their own, you know, using their brain. And then when they're at lunch with their coworkers and the subject of work comes up as opposed to, say, bowling or the latest Marvel movie, and, you know, hey, how'd you do on writing that press release, Bob? Oh, fine. You know, I used Gemini on that one. And don't ask me any questions because I didn't use Gemini. Like, the felt need to pretend that you used the cheat code. like you'd be outed as being merely human. That you'd get it. But I'm sure it's true that it's so widely used in some situations that if you acknowledged that you use no AI, other people would be suspicious of you. You know, they might report you. They might side-eye you. I'm trying to figure out, how do you pretend to use AI? I understand how people who use AI would pretend not to. But do you deliberately write bad syntax into do you use poor grammar? And do you insert errors into your writing in order to pretend that they were done by the AI? It's just, I don't get it. But it's such a sad thing to imagine that people have the felt need to give the impression that, I wonder if it is. Okay, so let's just do a little self-psychology here. I have contempt for AI because I think I'm smarter than the AI. I think I was raised well, given a good liberal education, and I know how to use the language, do research, retain facts, and say things clearly. So I think AI is cheating. I think AI is like steroids. You know, some people are, some people work hard in the weight room and practice, and other people use steroids, and AI is a steroid. That's partially my view, in addition to it being, you know, the precursor to all the horrible things. So I have contempt for AI. That's my own view. Arrogance, if you want to call it that, whatever. So I wonder if since AI is kind of like the equalizer, it allows people who don't spell well, don't do grammar well, don't have vocabulary, don't know how to write, don't know how to research, don't know how to marshal facts, like they lack those intellectual skills or they have them inadequately. AI bolsters them and improves their output. I wonder if they feel like a person who doesn't also use AI is putting them down. Is like, you know, punching down on them. Because as if, you know, the arrogant Andrew McKay, you know, how dare you make me feel lesser because I use this tool. I wonder if there's some of that. Like if there's a growing culture of don't make people feel bad because they have to use spell checker or grammar checker or, you know, Gemini or ChatGPT. God, where are we in 2025? I don't even know.
Chris Foster, there's coastal flooding in North Carolina and the Mid-Atlantic from Hurricane Aaron and rip current conditions from Florida to Maine.
Even though the storm is hundreds of miles offshore, it's huge. Its tropical storm force windshield stretches almost 500 miles, and forecasters expect that number to grow even larger.
Fox Weather's Katie Byrne in Nags Head, North Carolina. The Texas State House approves a new congressional map meant to help Republicans win five more seats in Congress. The state Senate takes it up tonight. California Democrats are ready to pass their own plan.
Proposition 50, or the Election Rigging Response Act, would allow voters to decide whether to redraw California's congressional maps.
What we're doing neutralizes what's happening in Texas.
California Governor Gavin Newsom.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin in L.A. California Supreme Court declines a request to block the redistricting effort. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 77 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. Pensacola police have arrested the man they were looking for yesterday that they say was following women around in downtown Pensacola. The suspect identified as 17-year-old Tyree Dorch. PPD says that teen, in one of those instances, entered a woman's vehicle without her consent as she was parked outside of a restaurant on Garden Street. He reportedly wanted her to drive him to another location. She refused, got out of the car. Police say Dorch left the vehicle and fled that scene. He now faces a sexual battery charge. PPD had released a photo of him yesterday. He was arrested on Wednesday afternoon. Well, earlier this month, an appeals court judge overturned the murder conviction of Dekavion Snowden, one of several men believed to be involved in the murder of former football standout L.D. Clarity. The judge said Snowden's Miranda rights were violated because he asked for an attorney but ended up confessing to deputies without one present. The sheriff says Snowden did ask for an attorney but then re-engaged deputies in conversation on his own.
That's been the case for years. That's not a violation. So I would respectfully disagree with the appeals court decision. But we live in a world of laws, and we'll follow the rules. And where we're at now is that they're going to decide whether to appeal that decision or retry it.
And Simmons says the interview did not violate policy. There's case law backing up the ability for investigators to continue when the suspect reengages. And so far, there's no word on which route the state attorney's office plans to go. Well, some state officials plan to personally extradite an illegal immigrant accused of causing a deadly crash in St. Lucie County. Harjinder Singh was driving a truck last week on the Florida Turnpike when he allegedly made an illegal U-turn in the path of a minivan. Three people in that van were killed. Singh is charged with vehicular homicide. He's currently in a California jail. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins and others planning a press conference there this morning. They plan to bring Singh back to Florida to face charges for that crash. Senator Ashley Moody says she's supporting President Trump's latest move to fight drug trafficking. Military ships and troops are on their way now to Venezuela to confront the threat posed by drug cartels. Moody said yesterday that this is what it looks like to have a president who takes the fentanyl crisis seriously. She says America's days of turning a blind eye to drug trafficking are over. Well, a Pennsylvania man was arrested in Walton County for attempting to meet a 14-year-old social media influencer he'd apparently developed an online fixation on. 29-year-old Jared Easter faces multiple charges, including sending harmful material to a minor and traveling to meet a minor for sex. Officials say Easter spent 3 months sending explicit emails and obsessive messages to the victim. He allegedly tracked her location through social media activity, then showed up at her home, confronting her father in the driveway. The father called police. He was arrested at a nearby hotel. He's currently being held in the Walton County Jail on a $250,000 bond. It is 8:35. PJ's got our traffic.
Traffic's brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. There is a vehicle crash 9 Mile at Palafox. The roadway is clear. Also looking at US 98 westbound, Tiger Point continues to have congestion from Ocean Breeze Lane to Avalon. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a chance of some pop-up showers and thunderstorms today. 40% chance of rain. Highs today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Friday, 40% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. Keeping those small rain chances around through the afternoon on Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 89. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got right now 81 degrees across the area. The heat index climbing rapidly this morning. It's 96 for that right now. We'll have our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. But first, your money now. Taking a look at our update from the opening bell. Looks like the Dow is down 222 points this morning, 44,716. S&P 500 is down 21.5 points, 63.74. 35, and the NASDAQ down 54 points at 21,118,662. 10-year bond rate up just a bit at 4.306%. Gold prices down $1.90, 33.86.60. Silver up 17 cents at 37.95. Crypto is down across the board. Bitcoin down 7.96 at 113,277. Ethereum's down 58 points. Solana's down a buck. Solana's down $1.22. Dogecoin down about 0.2 cents. XRP down a nickel. More Americans than expected found themselves filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. The Labor Department said they received 235,000 initial requests in the week ending August 16th. Most analysts had forecast today's number coming in at 225,000. It wouldn't have been much more than the previous week's unrevised total. Federal Reserve officials are concerned over tariffs, inflation, and labor markets. Recently released minutes from the Fed's July meeting showed a divided board. Two governors voted against the decision to hold rates steady, marking the first time multiple governors rejected a rate decision in more than 30 years. President Trump has been putting the pressure on the Fed for months to cut rates, criticizing Chairman Jerome Powell. The CEO of Target stepping down from the position after more than a decade in the job, Brian Cornell, departing from the retail giant after a continued decline in sales over backlash from its retraction of DEI hirings. Target has selected its current chief operating officer, Michael Fidelke, as Cornell's replacement. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so I'm gonna tell you a story. And then we're going to see how you react to the story as a way of visualizing the question of the day. Everybody ready? PJ, Meg, everybody ready?
We're ready.
Okay. You go to a restaurant and you order the chicken piccata or the marsala or the parmesan. I don't care, but you just, something, chicken piccata. And they bring out to you, let's say, 5 pieces. I don't know what a standard. I cook. This is my kid's favorite thing that I cook is chicken piccata.
Oh, okay.
So they bring out the 5 pieces. And the waiter says, okay, you can eat 4, and when you're done with the 4, we're going to throw the 5th one away.
What?
Just says, you know, you can eat these 4, and fine. And you eat the 4, and you're fine. You're happy. You're full. You don't need a 5th one. It's not a big deal. But they're going to throw the 5th one away. How does it make you feel? Not the fact that he's telling you you have to do it, but the throwing away of the food. Because my question is, maybe I've come up with a terrible story. Do you have a hard time throwing away food? 437-1620, 437-1620. I'll go first on this one. I never go first. I'll go first, and I'll tell you that it just gives me the willies to imagine having perfectly good, yummy, fresh chicken marsala piece going into the trash. It just makes me so unhappy. I am 100% either forcing myself to eat it, which is not forcing because it's yummy, or saving it for later. It's not as yummy later, but definitely not throwing it out. So yes, I am definitely the doggy bag, take home, whatever, all the time. The idea of throwing out perfectly good food just makes everything in me revolt. So that's where I'm at. 437-1620. Is it hard or easy for you to throw out uneaten food? PJ?
I would rather have leftovers, but if their requirement is we're going to throw it away, restaurants throw food away all the time.
But it doesn't bother you at all? Does it give you any unhappy feelings?
I mean, if I really enjoy my meal and I want the leftovers, I want the leftovers.
Okay. But I mean, but it's not so much the missing out of the leftovers. It's the throwing away of the food. I was raised by not a depression mom, but mom of depression parents, right? Baby boomer, right? Okay. So you do not waste food. You know, you better finish what's on your plate, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I worked at restaurants. My kids work at restaurants.
I worked at restaurants too, and I have never gotten over it. It pains me when you'd throw away food that people didn't eat. No, there's children starving in China. They're never going to get that Parmesan. Anyway, Meg?
I'm with you, Andrew, on this one. How about that?
Look at that. We found one. Woo-hoo! It only took, 6 months? That's good. All right.
Because I cannot throw away food. And I had the privilege of working for a restaurant in New York City that at the end of the night, whatever salvageable food that they had, they took it to the local shelter, which I thought was fabulous.
Very common to do with like breadstuffs and
things
that are not easily contaminated or whatever.
Away, I mean, you know, so I thought that was great. Obviously can't do everything. But I also had parents of the Depression era. So my mother, there were times that she would make me save things that I knew I wasn't going to eat.
Oh.
But I do it, and then unfortunately I have these little Tupperware tins of leftovers in the fridge.
They stay in there long enough until it goes bad, and then you throw it away, and then you feel bad about you didn't eat it, but you were never going to eat it in the first place. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's kind of silly that I'm saving something I have no intention of eating, but I can't throw it out.
100% the same.
There's psychiatrists for this phenomenon, probably.
Who needs them? 437-1620. Do you, A, feel good about throwing away food, find it easy to do? Or do you be completely revolt against the idea and it makes you feel queasy even to think about it? 437-1620. If you need to get that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. And, you know, one of the things they understand is that nobody really likes doing this. It's trouble. It's risky. You feel like you're going to get taken advantage of, or you're going to get a car that's not a good car. Or, you know, like, and just the inconvenience of meeting this person and then talking to them and all, just all of it. It's all unpleasant. So what Frontier said is, how can we make this easy? Well, come in. The cars are open. You want to sit in a car? Sit in a car. You want to test drive a car? Here's keys. You want to buy a car? You want to talk about the price? That's fine. This out-the-door price, it's one sheet with the Carfax on the back. You know, there's your information. You like that price? Oh, you want to offer lower? Okay, fine. You want to sell a car? 15 minutes. No problem. Like, just if you hated buying cars and you were to design a car buying process, you would design it the way Frontier does it, which is why they've been around for so long, more than 25 years, serving the Pensacola community behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, PJ has got our traffic on the fives here at 845 on News Radio 92.3. PJ, how do the roads look?
There is a vehicle crash 9 mile of Palafox. They're saying the roadway is clear. Also, US 98 westbound Tiger Point continues to have congestion from Ocean Breeze Lane to Avalon. That's not showing any signs of improvement. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to the frivolous question of the day, which is, do you find it easy or hard to throw out perfectly good food? The extra, and I know I kind of gave you an artificial example, but, you know, you guys order a pizza, you know, you eat 4 pieces, your wife eats 3 pieces, not talking from personal experience at all here. And then you got that last piece. It's 100% going in the fridge. There's not any chance in fact, I have a piece of Little Caesars because that's the good cheap pizza. Mm-hmm. There is literally a piece of, it's never going to get eaten, Little Caesars cheese in the fridge right now that needs to get thrown out. Because I couldn't bear to throw it out when it was still in good shape.
My mother's voice is echoing in my head right now because she used to say, waste not, want not.
That's it. Ugh. That's it. And so I'll tell you where this becomes super painful. I'll get to your text in just a second. There's a bunch of them. Where this becomes super painful is, losing weight.
Yes.
Because you want to lose weight, but you're always battling the, I'm a bad person if I throw out the food I'm not going to eat. But you should eat less. It is right. Allowed to eat less.
Are these conflicting messages?
Oh, my God. So conflicting. All right. Somebody says 437-1620, my pet peeve, wasting food. Yes. And especially as a parent.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. When I've portioned them out the amount I think they'll eat, and then it does not happen, and it would have saved as a leftover if they just hadn't taken it and slobbered all over it already.
Or mixed it up with everything else.
Right. Somebody says, if I take it home, it's just going to sit in the fridge and get thrown away anyway. Somebody else says, absolutely freaks me out 100% to throw away food. If you're paying for the food, why throw it away? It's like throwing away hard-earned money. I am the leftover king in my family, LOL. Oh, my spirit brother. That's right. I don't throw it away. I would take it home. It is hard to throw out food. Yes, no, I'm right there with you. Mama told me never to waste food. Somebody here says some food is very easy to throw out. Vegan food belongs in the trash to begin with. can I say this in defense of the vegans? There was at the University of Illinois, there was a little restaurant in the basement of the one of the community center kind of places called the Red Herring. I don't know why the things you remember from 30 years later. Vegetarian. Oh my God, the food was so good. Like really properly done vegetarian food can be incredibly tasty, but I feel you. Let's see. Somebody says, I hate throwing out food. I love leftovers. Plus, my mom always said there are kids starving in fill-in-the-blank country.
Oh, yes. That one.
Yeah.
That was right after Waste Not, Want Not.
and you would do it one time. You would say, well, here, you can send it to them. And after you got the palm print unimprinted upon your face. the good old days. We don't throw it away immediately. I wait a week and until a new life form is discovered in the fridge, and then into the trash it goes. And then you feel bad about, you know, keeping it all that time, too. And then the failure to follow through. Somebody says, throwing away food, absolutely not. Somebody says, I had an uncle who fought in the Battle of the Bulge and was held prisoner for a solid year. He rarely got a chance to eat. I remember one Thanksgiving leaving something on my plate. He got so mad with us that we wasted food. From that point forward, I only cooked what I needed. No more. He taught me not to waste. My mom's rule was you have to try everything, but you do not have to take much. But what you take, you better finish. That was always her rule, is, you know, you can take as much as you want, but you better eat whatever you take. I try not to throw out food, but methane gas in the landfill is supposed to contribute to climate change. Okay. Let's see. Somebody says, comes from a family of seven and doesn't throw away food. Well, when there's the scramble to get any, you know, that's often the, you know, fork in the back of your hand because you tried to get somebody else's slice. It's almost better the next morning, straight from the fridge. It can be. Somebody says, yes, I am your spare brother, Andrew. Oh, the same guy. That's funny. I think the farther we get from the Depression era, most people will not be worried about tossing food out. You know what? I wonder if
the kids these days, it's easier for them to throw the food out. You know, if they can get off their lawn and take their leftovers with them.
I do kind of wonder. I don't know how I've never even watched an episode of Hank, the King of the Hill, but somehow I managed it. I can do him. I wonder if younger folks, if it's easier for them. I wonder if it is separation from the Depression, if that's an issue at all. Somebody says, let's see, nothing is wasted if it doesn't get eaten. The chickens will eat it. Oh, I like that, you know. And when in doubt, throw it out. No, when in doubt, try it.
Oh, geez. Not if it has that growth on it.
Oh, well, okay. So most food...
it starts turning strange colors in your diet.
If it shows a different color, then it needs to go. Mm-hmm. Unless it can be scraped down to the good stuff. That's possible.
Oh, gross.
Look, the top of the cottage cheese is not necessarily the same as the bottom of the cottage cheese.
Stop. Too early.
If it's... fuzzy, yes, it should probably go away. But, you know, you can usually smell it, and sometimes the smell is indecisive, and then you can taste, and then you know. But some things you can know by smelling. And, you know, I'll tell you this much. Milk that has gone, you need to learn how to tell bad milk by smell. Because if you have ever... I can see it on your face, Meg.
That's just the memory.
The taste memory of spoiled milk... is you will never forget that as long as you live. And everyone who's ever tasted spoiled milk knows exactly the taste that I'm talking about.
Spoiled yogurt's right up there, too.
Oh, yeah. All that. All right. 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3.
Love the sound effects.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
We Care Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Oh, man, it's so hot. The AC just can't keep up. What do I do?
Trust the Gnome to protect your home. If your AC's in rag order, our HVAC technicians can fix it up and keep your system running at peak performance all year round.
Thanks, Woody.
Whether HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, WeCare has certified technicians ready to handle all your home service needs. Schedule online at WeCareHeatAndAir.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Seminole fan. Your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. A mildly interesting conversation came up at the Milton City Council meeting where you had a local businessman who wanted to develop, I think it's 25 acres of property that is like wooded area right behind, you know, on Highway 90 where like Texas Roadhouse and the Firehouse Subs and all that on the other side and Pep Boys, like the woods south of the Texas Roadhouse is kind of what he wants to develop. And he had come for a zoning variance or a zoning a change in zoning to go from R2 to recreational. R2 would allow him to build duplexes, but not apartment complexes. So he's already allowed to do that, but he wanted to change it because he wants to make it an RV park, you know, a place where people would come in. And part of the property is wetlands, and a lot of that would have to be preserved, of course. But I'll tell you about that. It was such a fascinating conversation around whether this could be allowed or not. I'll come back to it in just a second. We got PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a brand new vehicle crash on the board, this one with injuries at Mobile Highway and New Warrington Road. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks so much, PJ. What I thought was interesting was all of the city council members and or members of the public who wanted to have input on whether this is a good plan or whether it was possible with a 40-foot or a 45-foot or a 50-foot RV or all this kind of stuff. And all I'm thinking the whole time is the guy has a plan. He wants to make money. He's got to pass a whole bunch of hurdles between here and there in order to get this thing in place anyway, and it's literally his property. It's not up to you to figure out whether this is a good business plan. It's up to him to figure out if this is a good business plan, and it's only up to you to decide whether you're going to allow this zoning change, and then you have other elements of the city government that are going to figure out if it's feasible, if the traffic works, and all that kind of stuff. Plus, if you do duplexes, you're going to have as much traffic as you'd have for an RV park, I'm sure. But then they got all done with the conversation, and in what I can only describe as one of the most odd moments, and for Milton, that's something. He had literally said, I appreciate the input. I'm always looking for better ideas or general ideas, and you know, if anybody has any. So invited by that comment, Marilyn Farrow gave what I thought was, well, a novel take on what you could do with this forested wetlands potential development site for an RV park.
Mr. Jowie, you had asked for ideas of how other ways that the land could be developed. So I've not researched this, but this is just something coming into my head. A wetlands park, something like that, you know, even if you charged admission with boardwalks, wetlands park, where like there would be boardwalks through there with places to observe the waterfowl and native plants that are prolific in our area, something indeed of that type, which would still be a recreational use. So that would require rezoning, but just a thought to.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Now, on the one hand, I always want to encourage people to be creative. I always want to encourage people to offer interesting suggestions. And The core rule of creative thinking is that you must separate the brainstorming creative part of the creative thinking from the critical evaluative, you know, kind of when you're brainstorming, no idea is dumb. Every idea is possible. And then you try to run with every idea. But Six Flags, the Milton Swamp? we're going to have a wetlands admissions park where people are going to, what, pay $20 a head to go walk the... On the one hand, I like the creativity. I like the, you know, hey, here's a thing I thought of, and I'm just kind of going with it. But let's say you've got, I don't know, 30 or 40 RV spaces in an RV park, which is going to rent at, gosh, I don't even, what does an RV park rent for? 40 or 50 bucks a night? I could be 100, it could be 20. I really have no idea. I don't have an RV. But you're telling me that a couple $1,000s a day in revenue from an RV park versus how many people at $12 a head to walk the boardwalk and you make it financially successful? I'm not sure it's the most viable of alternatives. I'll just put it gently that way. But, and by the way, they did pass 4-3. Marilyn Farrow, Mike Cusack, and Gavin Hawthorne voted against the rezoning. Four city council members voted for it. So it's going to get developed. He's got 5 years. If he doesn't develop within 5 years, it reverts back to the prior zoning. But anyway, I just thought, hey, look, again, as a creative thinker, I'm glad to see innovative suggestions. I'm just not sure that the amusement park of
Listen
Milton
on
Forest
air, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.